have a happy word. What's a happy word? Well, a happy word is something that when all of a sudden you feel good about something, or you've done something that you know is beneficial to your health and are excited about, to kind of make it up. And her word was kind of woohoo, and I think a few of us have adopted that particular word in our life to help us understand that we're heading in the right direction, and we do feel. So we got to cheer up, cheer yourself daily. It doesn't matter. Just go ahead and cheer yourself, because if you're not cheering yourself, everybody else on the call is cheering you, but you need to feel good about yourself. Mary Helen on Wednesday talked about the mind, the body, and the spirit, and I think that's got so much to do with our bodies and in regards to our, particularly into the alkaline and acidic type things we discuss, understanding that a lot of the things that we do in our life, it's like in our body, in life, emotions so have so much to do with our bodies, and not understanding it, but understanding that if we're alkaline, our body actually reacts to a lot of different things. If we're alkaline, things like meditation, prayer, peace, kindness, and love helps our body to become more alkaline. If we're acidic, and we get more acidic, it's because we're probably overworked, we're in anger or fear, jealousy and stress, and things like that. So our body and our minds do react to the certain emotions that we have. She talked about her husband. He had a word, it was called apathy, is that it, Mary Helen? Atrophy. And that was where, if you don't, when doing nothing, it goes away. And that is why we need to be headed in a good direction.
Oh, that's the word is entropy.
Entropy, thank you. Could you kind of explain what your husband said about that?
Well, if you look up the word, entropy is things just, it's about chaos and order. And unattended, anything will, I mean, it has come up here as kind of a joke when I say, I just cleaned this house and then my boys come racing through, and Jim goes, even if they didn't race through, things would start to move into disorder, because that's just what happens. That's how the cycle of nature and everything else works. So it's kind of an interesting phenomenon, and because it's one of the laws of nature. But I think that same thing happens for us if we're not attentive to our thinking, our activities. It's easy for things to slip into disorder, and I'm not talking about being a control freak or anything, but maybe I am a little bit. But it's just paying attention to things so that we keep staying on the path. It's like being on the path and kind of wandering off if we're not paying attention to our destination.
Thank you very much. You explained that much better than I could have. Ruth also on that particular call talked about how sugar is very detrimental to her body, and she knows it when it happens. But sometimes she does have that sugar effect. And when she gets that sugar effect and her body starts to react a certain way, one of the things that she does to move to get that feeling out of her, and that is to do some exercising and to burn it off. And I know that's so true, being a diabetic, that the more things that we do, and particularly in exercise, that we can burn off that effect of sugar. And there again, mind, body, and spirit is very important. Thursday, we talked again about inflation, Ruth did, on how it affects the body. She talked about the body balance and how important the protein shake and how our protein, what it's made of, and how it's important to the body, and why it's so important. Ruth, you have anything you want to say about that?
I would add a couple of things. I put on the recipe here that I remembered I put in the smoothie that I have recently had was a little bit of parsley. If you look on the chart, parsley is extreme alkaline, so very good thing to add. And some celery, and I didn't end up most of the time, and I put in a little bunch of spinach leaves. And you really don't taste these things as long as you put them in a good proportion. My celery was pretty strong, so it's sort of a berry celery taste to it. You get so you like it, or else you put in a little bit less. The leaves are really strong. But
And I think that's very important, Ruth, that each, when we do our shake in the morning or whenever we're going to particularly do it, or one or two a day, depending upon when, you know, like I think it's Liz or somebody talked about how that she likes to take it, it take me in the evening before she goes to bed, is to have a short protein shake that seems to help her out. Remember, we're all different, so we're going to like different things. So find something that you like and are interested in, a food that you'll particularly feel is beneficial to your body, and go ahead and incorporate that within your shake or even in your normal foods. Other than that, we had a few new people come on the call yesterday from Texas. Chuck Nelson joined us and a couple other people, and we're just excited about that. And if you're out there and you're new, feel free anytime you'd like to. If you have a question or something, go ahead and speak up. But just remember that we're here for each and every one of you, and any information that you could get, just one nugget out of a week, if you just take one thing that you hear all week long that could be beneficial and move you forward in regards to health and good health, then to me, the week is well worth it, and each call you're going to find something probably that's important to you. The other thing, Jim, I think it's important that we understand is this call isn't directed towards necessarily people that are overweight. You know, one of the missions of Nikin and Ruth and all of us on this call, and that is basically to have good health. And sometimes we stray a little bit. I know I did, but the whole idea is to get back on track, and that's what this particular call is about. So you're here for the purpose of, I hope, and that is just to have good health and to find out what it takes to make you and your body a little more healthier on a daily basis, a weekly basis, or however you particularly feel about it. You know, a lot of people think that just people that are overweight have particular problems, but you know, you can go to the other aspect or the other side of weight and, you know, anorexia. You can, when people go to the other side of it, there's problems and diseases that occur there, but so what we're basically looking for is a good, normal body weight for each and every one of us, and that's going to be different. And I know when I lost the weight before, I got down to 180 pounds, but I found that I felt better approximately just around 200 or 195. So the idea is to get our body in a position to where it needs to be and why it needs to be there. And so one of the books that we're going to be going over and looking at to get more knowledge is called To Quiet Inflammation by the Kathy Abascal. She lives on Vashon Island where Ruth lives. And she's got a book out, and I recently just purchased the book and have it here, and I know others on the call have it also. But I would like to kind of go through a little bit this morning on why, an introduction to Kathy a little bit, and where she came from and why she's doing what she's doing, and I find it's pretty well much what most of us are doing. And the amazing aspect of the Abascal way is to quiet inflammation. And one of the things that most people get on the program find out is how it works quickly. We are told that food choices will determine what we end up with in cancer or diabetes in our golden years. And I find that so true that, you know, when we come to our golden years, we want to be as healthy as we can possibly be. And we all know that death is going to occur, but when it does, we don't want to have to go through long stretches of sicknesses and illnesses and discomfort and emotional stresses and everything else. So if we don't start taking steps forward now to that particular end, that we will always want it to be good. We don't want it to be in suffering. And one of the best ways to do that is to get involved in a program that allows us to do this. And she talked about she certainly knew that basically where she was headed over years and years and years, that nonetheless, that on any given evening she would sit down and have a nice big plate of ravioli and sauce, and get some bread to dip it in, and a glass of some wine, and of course a dessert, and I've certainly been there with desserts, and it spoke loudly to her, and I know it basically does to me. And Kathy always said that, you know, oh well, I'll just wait, I'll see what happens, I know that I should be eating better than what I'm doing, but well, Monday's going to come, or tomorrow I'll go ahead and start something. And unfortunately, that tomorrow never really arrived, because the eating choices that she made were boring, and short-term benefits those boring choices might bring were too slow in coming. And that's one of the things I think when we start a program of eating healthier or going on a healthier path, we want it to happen overnight. We don't realize what we've been doing over the years has taken time to get us to where we are, but we always want immediate results. We want immediate gratification. We want to just know that what we're doing, we're heading in the right direction. And that's the one nice thing about Neekit and the products is that does help that system along. There are people that have tried our particular products and found out that, boy, sometimes they get instant results. And others, it takes a day, a week, 2 weeks, a month, or whatever. But at least they're headed basically in the right direction. And that's basically what Kathy felt like in regards to how she was. That health was important to her, but it was not a big motivation because, frankly, she thought that her health was fine. And I think sometimes we use that as an excuse, knowing where we really are, but saying to ourselves, well, that's okay. I'm getting along okay. I might have a stiff ankle, and Kathy did. She had stiff ankles and stiff joints and her shoulders locked up and did whatever. But so all of a sudden she finally realized that if she didn't do something and change something, and she knew one of the easiest things she could change was that get in her diet, that she could change her diet to start eating the proper foods and everything else. And because inflammation, boy, I'm really off on that word this morning, but inflammation, I shouldn't have watched the stock report this morning, but inflammation is basically the major cause of diseases like Ruth has up here on the WebEx. You know, it comes into all different types of hypertension, strokes, type 2 diabetes, cancer, all those other things. Now, I'm not a medical doctor, and I don't make any medical claims, but I do know that a lot of professional people in the field do feel that inflammation is one of the main causes of those particular things. Now, on her particular way that she eats, and all she did was change and go to certain other types of foods, more vegetables, more greens, fruits, still having protein, but really taking the proportion of her protein and cutting it down to where it could be, should be, on her way she feels. Of course, the other thing about the way she eats and the way that we're all starting to eat, and particularly in her particular program, is it's not boring to her. And I think that's one of the things that's so important. When we go to start changing things, we kind of get the attitude that, well, this is kind of boring, or this is something I'm going to have to do for the rest of my life. Well, the whole idea is, what's your goal? Where you want to be? Where are you going to? What do you want to do in order to get there? And then when you go to a diet that takes away the inflammation, then you basically start feeling better. And like she has some restricted things that she does over the first 5 weeks of her program, and then she kind of backs off a little bit and starts realizing that she's feeling better, but realizing the foods that got her in that particular situation. And Ruth, anytime you feel like speaking up because you're taking the course, please feel free to do that.
Okay. No, we don't agree 100% because we still have our smoothie.
Yeah, she doesn't believe in a drink, if I'm a smoothie, is that fine, correct?
Right. She thinks we shouldn't be drinking our meal. But I think that there's an argument in both directions because particularly, I know I have some absorption challenges, and so I really think that it's true that if we can have an opportunity to absorb a lot more things if they have a little help with having them blended up. It's not like I'm going to use fruit, even just fruit juice. I'll go along with that, but if I use a whole fruit and blend it or whole vegetables, then I can get a lot more vegetables, and especially like if we're working with children. Then if we put a little bit of spinach in, maybe and an egg, or depending on what you like to do there, or some of these different vegetables, they never know they're getting them.
That's one way of getting it, isn't it?
Same with the rest of us.
Well, and on top of that, you know, people with fibromyalgia are known not to be able to absorb their nutrients like others. And so maybe this blending helps people with fibromyalgia.
True.
Oh, I'm sure it does. I'm sure everything that we do, and particularly in regards to the ingredients that are in our body balance, is definitely going to be beneficial to our body and head us and put us on more of that alkaline-type track where we all want to get. You know, the human body is basically miraculous. Given the right nutrition tools, it immediately moves towards better health. Amazing, isn't it? Just by changing our diet, getting the right nutrition in our body, that our body, being the marvelous machine that it is and the way that it works, we get healthy and everything improves. Our mind improves, we feel just better, and that's the way Kathy feels about this. Our blood sugars return to level. Our cholesterol start heading towards level. Our weight gets to where it kind of feels it needs to be. And as we get healthier, our weight moves, like I said, to be normal. And a healthy person is neither under nor overweight. A healthy person is a normal weight. And that's all different for each and every one of us, based upon our size, our bone structure, our chemicals in our body, and everything else. And one of the things that I think that I got out of this introduction section of the book, and she says that you need to know why your food choices matter. And it goes on, as she says, and when I say no, I mean knowing seated deep in your bones. This type of knowing occurs when experience marries book knowledge. Book knowledge. And I think that's one of the important factors. I know it's always helped me. The more I can read, the more I can get my knowledge within my body and then in my mind and put that knowledge to work to where it needs to be, I feel that that's the key. And she says, I mean a knowing deep-seated in your bones of this type of way of eating and this type of way of taking care of our body is the best way to go.
Monty?
Yes.
One of the things that helps you to really know is following her advice and taking 3 weeks of eating only the things that she has on her list in her book. She has primarily the alkaline things there to eat, but also eliminate things that either you know you're sensitive to or that are common, people are commonly sensitive to. And we've now completed that 3 weeks, and we're supposed to be eliminating one thing at a time, but I have noticed that you are even more sensitive. Like, I'm more sensitive to sugar now than I was before. I really made sure that I wasn't eating, and I never ate very much to begin with. And to salt, I was not home, and so I was eating a different kind of salt, and I ate something that had some sugar in it. I always use stevia, and I never thought about it having sugar in it. And I had just a very, not a very fun result in the way that my body reacted. I mean, that's a real teaching lesson when that happens. Okay, so this is not good for me. Probably not good for most of us. By the time you take white table sugar that's been bleached and chlorinated and everything else, no wonder your body reacts to it. Not to mention the fact that it's clear over on the left side of the acid alkalinity chart, on the acidic side.
Well, you know, Karen and I was talking earlier, before a lot of people came on the call, and that was a simple fact that, you know, we're where we had the other program, and now we've taken this program, and now we're getting into alkalinities, and whether you're acidic or whether you're alkaline, what these type of foods do our particular body. You know, this whole over the years, this process that we're learning is absolutely becoming more knowledgeable and better off for each and every one of us. And I'm just so thankful that we're doing this again this time. And talking about the acid and alkaline type foods, you know, I've just noticed a terrific difference in my body since the time that I've really taken this serious and getting into this more alkaline-type foods than acidic foods because of where I was headed again. And it's just absolutely amazing what the things that I'm just feeling within my body and how my body particularly feels. Like I talked the other day about the swelling in my fingers and my swelling in my ankles. It's just absolutely amazing how I could wear the same cut, the Nikan socks that I wear. We wear the ones that come up on the calves. Normally, before I started this new program, was that I could wait 3 or 4 hours, and I'd go to move my socks down, and I could actually see a big indentation in my leg to where the swelling had occurred. And I noticed the other day, and I mentioned it, when I wake up, I find that my ankles are a lot less, and I contribute that also to the far infrared and the magnetic mattress pad. But just by putting this alkaline food within my body, now I can wear those same socks. And yesterday I wore the socks again, and about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I just reached over and pulled that sock down like I normally would, and 50% of the less swelling that was in my leg had disappeared, and that is what is another aha or a hoo-hoo for me. Again, just eating that alkaline food and stop eating the junk and the sugar and the wheat flour and all the other stuff that I've been doing to my body, is I'm seeing the results. And I think that's what's more important to me, is to know that what I'm doing is that I'm heading in the right direction. I know a lot of people on the call feel the same way. Is there anybody that would like to maybe talk about how they particularly feel right now and some results that they've seen over the last month or week or day or whatever? If they've noticed any change in their body.
Monty?
Yes.
And everyone, as you all know, or you might not know, I have a son that has autism and that is 12. And this is my first time on the phone call, and I just wanted to share this comment, is that I was actually giving my son something that I knew was bad for him, but then I thought, well, in order to get the good in him, I need to get him to do this, which was I gave him a glass of powdered Gatorade that was made with our water, and I would put his supplements in it because he doesn't swallow pills. And I thought, in my mind, I was treating it as, well, I'm getting the good in, even if I have to give him something bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I realized over years and years that just, you know, after this water testing thing came out with our new water and we're doing the pH testing and all that, I guess that really seeded within my heart, knowing that I was doing something bad. And I just thought, well, it doesn't matter how much good I'm trying to get in. If I'm giving him something that's equally as bad, then is it really counting? And so I made a decision over Christmas break to get him off the Gatorade, and I cold turkey did it because with autism, some of these kids are very stubborn, and so it's just easier to go cold turkey. Well, of course, he rebelled, and he didn't eat for a couple days, but he drank water. He's been drinking water now for a while. And so, you know, it doesn't hurt if you fast for a couple days as long as you're drinking. And so it took a while for me to start finding something to put in the water to get the supplements back in him. But then I found liquid stevia that's flavored with a grape flavor in the health food store. And so now I just had a conversation with his teacher, and she is like, you know, every day telling me, how much more focused and attentive, how much more language, how much slower his language is because he used to talk really, really fast, and how he's answering out without even being called on in group settings when he knows the answer. And it's just amazing how that one thing was holding us back from all these wonderful things that have happened since then. And so, anyways, that's just my comment to share this morning.
And you are Angelique?
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you. Thank you for those comments, because just thanks for being on the call. Thanks for being a new person and figuring out that, you know, this might be, you might get something out of this. But let me tell you what, Angelique, what you just said is very beneficial to a lot of us on this program, because it's so important to know that we're headed in the right direction. And again, your comments prove that that's so true. Just by changing one thing, or as we go down the path, changing other things and how our body responds. And it's just great. And I'd like to thank you for that comment, because when you speak up like that, there could be somebody out there right now that heard just exactly what you said, that has somebody or another child or knows somebody that has a child that has autism and could possibly just give them that knowledge. And I'm just real glad that this knowledge is seeping into your heart.
Well, the other thing I was going to say was, you know, a lot of parents, you know, just resort to the easiest thing, which is to put their kids on medication for, you know, ADD or ADHD, because my son does have ADHD as well. But why not do something that you can control, which is what you drink and what you eat, versus going to a medication that you know it might produce the same effect that you want, but then you have all the other side effects. And I've had many teachers and teacher assistants throughout the years have told me you should put Ben on medicine. And I just couldn't do it because I knew how bad it was for him. And I just thought there's got to be another way to produce what you want without going that route. And
well,
I had,
you found it, didn't you?
Well, I was doing the organic meat, and I was doing the organic fruits and vegetables and things, but it was that one other thing that I had to change. So, anyways, that's just my comment.
Well, thank you.
We really
appreciate
Angelique, could you kind of briefly share with us what happened when you started with the MECAM products with Ben?
Well, initially, he was already, he had been sleeping through the night, and we had already went gluten, casein free with him years ago, and that produced significant changes. But the very first result I got with Ben was with the MagBoys, and I was using the MagBoys to roll up and down his arm. And I only did it for maybe like 2 minutes before a therapy session. And after the therapy session was 1 hour and 15 minutes, and I came back and the lady asked me, what is those things and what do they do? And I asked her why, and she says, because he's writing better. He's done all of his goals during this hour three times each, and sometimes we don't even get through them one time. And so that was pretty amazing to me. And then he was on a wellness home from day one, both him and my daughter, my family, meaning, you know, sleep, water, air. And then I added the nutritionals in August. And, but I was still, like I was saying, I still had wonderful benefits with my daughter and her grades and the sleeping and, you know, all of us getting our energy back. And then we added the, we were doing a treatment called IVIG, which is 18 IVs. They are 4 hours each, once a month, for inflammation. And after the last one, about 2 weeks afterwards, my son started tapping his head against the wall. Because wherever these kids input pressure, that's where they hurt. So he's trying to input pressure to his head, so that's where he hurts. And I heard Dr. Naidu in Orlando, and he said the word arthritis in his presentation. Well, anything ending itis equals inflammation. It's just where it's at in the body, like arthritis and then pancreatitis and encephalitis. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all different areas of the body, but it ends in itis. So when he said arthritis, I was like, well, that's just in the bones. So that means it'll... If it helps inflammation in that area, it could help inflammation for Ben. And so within 2 weeks of taking the bone health, my son stopped tapping his head. And so I've had him on it for about a year and a half. And then, you know, we get brave and we're like, oh, we don't need that no more, and we go off of it. So I went off of it for about 4 months, and my son went backwards. And then as soon as I put him back on it, it was 6 days, and he was back to where he was before we went off of it. So sometimes you just need those little wake-ups. We do things, and then we're like, oh, that didn't work. So now let's go back to what we were doing. That does work.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Boy, that's an amazing story.
Well, we just picked up another nugget, didn't we?
You know what, it reminds me of when we first came into Nikan, and I had this wonderful experience with magnets, and I really thought that magnets were the whole answer to all of our problems. And look at the education I've had in the past 20 years of understanding what brings your body to its optimum health. I'm so thrilled with this class or this discussion that we have every day. I'm thrilled with the introduction into NECAN. I'm thrilled with understanding all these different ways of which we have of bringing ourselves to that optimum. Thank you.
Yep. And you know, I'm going to kind of conclude this call unless anybody else has anything to say, because we're in the time frame that we pretty much all agreed with. But what I just want to say is, with the information that we're sharing and we'll share with people on this particular program, especially the food tables, is that each and every one of us now have the ability to improve our health simply by making smart food choices each and every day. Although the information sometimes she presented may be new and unfamiliar to each and every one of us, you can prove its value to yourself simply by following the healthy eating guidelines, utilizing the NECAN products, and doing things on a daily basis that you enjoy and you will continue to do for the rest of your life, because we're not talking about a diet per se to lose X amount of weight. We're talking about a good, healthy program that will, if we stay on it, that our ending days will be better than they would have been if we kept doing what we were doing. So if anybody has anything else to say, go ahead and speak up, and we'll conclude the call for Friday. Ruth will be with us again on Monday with some valuable information. Anybody have anything you'd like to say to end the week?
I'd like to say everybody go to the expo in Washington, or if there's one wherever else, so you can get more information. Our expo is up in Everett, and so we invite you to be sure and go if you're able to do so. I would also ask, as you get Kathy's book, if you get it, and if you're going to share something, when you're if you maybe mention what page it's on, because I knew pretty much where Monty's was, and so I was able to write down that Monty shared this on the second, on the 3rd of February, and so that we'll know that maybe in a few months, well, we might want to cover that again, but we might not want to cover it again next week. And it doesn't have to be even one of us who are leading the calls. We feel the value from each one of the people who are on the call and the things that you share. And if you want to share something out of the book, even if we have shared it, and you want to share what it meant to you that and how it helped you on the call, then please give me the page number so I can make – I like writing in my book. I've already written a whole lot of things in this book. And I think as we go through again later, well, then we'll have a little bit of information from what somebody said about what we were studying. So I think that will help in our study of this information. So thank you.
Ruth, do you have any suggestions on how to get the Abbess Galway book to quiet inflammation?
Go on just go in and Google TQI. Quiet Inflammation, or Kathy Abascal's name, ABASCAL, and you can stick Vashon on there, and it pops right up, and then you can go into her website and order it from Kathy.
Yeah, and that's what I did, because when I went to Amazon and ordered it up and was going to order it up, it took anywhere from a week to 3 weeks to get it. I ordered up from Kathy, and I had it here in 2 days.
Also, you could come to Vashon and go to the bookstore. And then you get two books. It costs about $30, and you get the book, and then you get a little recipe book.
Yep. A lot of good information. I'm just thumbing through the book. I'm excited about getting the book and getting into it and us studying it the way that we do, and it's just going to be exciting. So, again, everybody have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Monty. Very good job.
Angelique, I want to thank you personally. The message that you gave was inspiring to me. Have a great weekend. Good day.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.